WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. It's a little damp out there right now. We may be getting some rain throughout the morning. So just be aware of that if you're heading out the door. But we've got a lot that we can talk about this morning. Of course, we'll also have a brand new set of Money Talks cash codes for you. And we will have the continued contest for B-52s and Devo tickets. And, of course, we are still giving away a pair of flight passes on Cape Air. So I'm trying to think of the last time that we've had so many things for you to enter to try to win. So I would say if you haven't been playing the Money Talks cash code, what are you waiting for? You're listening anyway. You might as well try to make $1,000 off of it, right? 10 codes throughout the day. You don't have to hear all 10. So if you miss a couple, don't worry. Each code is its own entry. So don't feel like if you're like, well, I'm not going to be able to listen from 12 to 3 because I have meetings at work. And don't worry. You can still enter in all the codes at 8, 9, 10, 11, 4, and 5. And you can enter those right at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And I think we're setting a new record for the number of people participating. Seems like each time we do this, it just gets bigger and bigger. And we want to thank our sponsors that are making it happen. Carter's Clothing, Morgan's Cantina, and Allegiant Airlines. So again, your first code comes at 8 a.m. So we have a lot that we can discuss this morning. The Providence stations are certainly picking up on the situation with the New Bedford City Council and the mayor when it comes to the hiring of the police chief. There's another story that I'm working on, and that is the mayor's decision not to appoint someone as captain of the North End substation of the police department. And I'm just working on gathering all of the relevant comments. But this is something that is another story where this is the mayor in his role as the head of the police department, I guess. So we'll get more into that as we get more information on it. But certainly anybody that lives in the North End that wants to discuss that, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Yes, I saw that the WPRI had a story on the issue with the police chief hiring, and the reporter spoke to both Mayor Mitchell and Council President Burgo. It's, things that you've heard already if you've been listening to this show. But it just shows that for something that the Council President is trying to downplay as, hey, it's just getting clarification, it's not a big deal. It is a pretty big deal when the City Council takes the mayor to court. And then also a story that we had up for you yesterday at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. that came from our friend Gazelle over at Fun 107. He wrote a story about some gravestones that were damaged at Oak Grove Cemetery in New Bedford that not only had they been broken, and I do want to warn people, because obviously I spend a lot of time in historic cemeteries in my spooky South Coast capacity, my paranormal capacity. And I know folks who work in grave restoration and all that kind of stuff. So I do want to warn you that if you walk through a cemetery and you see broken headstones, especially older broken headstones from the 1700s, 1600s, early 1800s, if you see those broken and kind of crumbled at the spot where the headstone is, it doesn't mean that it was vandalized. A lot of times what happens is those old stones will break. And then the practice is when they break, you just leave the pieces where they fall because that's still that person's memorial. So you don't come and pick those pieces up and go throw them away, you know. You leave them on that spot because that's their memorial. That's the practice. Now, the hope is that eventually a descendant of that person comes and replaces that stone with something else that's not falling apart. But very often people won't do that, not only because, you know, you're not thinking about your great, 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 great grandfather's grave, but also because people don't want to replace a historic stone with a modern stone. They'd rather have the broken pieces of the original headstone that was laid there in 1785 than to replace it with a new one. So if you see them kind of crumbled in that space, it doesn't necessarily mean that it was vandalism. It happens. But then when you see something like what Gazelle saw, which involved there being not only stones broken, but then kind of stacked up in an area and at one point used as a fire pit. Now, that doesn't mean that the person that did that is the person who broke the stones. They could have just gathered up broken pieces and used them to build a fire, which is, you know, still not a good thing to do, but they weren't the vandals that broke the stones. So just keep those things in mind. Now, the police are investigating. They will determine exactly what happened. And I'm not saying that that is what happened. You know, it could have just been somebody went in there and broke up a bunch of stones and set them on fire. But I'm just saying it's not always that. So Gazelle wrote this story about this to bring it to attention because apparently it's been an ongoing thing. There's been, and it's not just the Oak Grove Cemetery either. It's other cemeteries as well. And so he kind of wrote an article of, hey, I'm fed up with this, and I'm sure many other people are too. And so Channel 10, WJAR, reached out yesterday. They actually called me looking for his information. And they had him on TV last night. You can see the video clip at turntoten.com of him talking about it. But I laughed out loud because I don't know why they chose this as his name. So his name is Gazelle on the air, and he writes his articles under Gazelle. But I think most people know his real name is Chris Arsenault. And so they put him on TV as Gazelle Arsenault. And I'm like, why didn't you just pick one of the, like, either go with his real name or just Gazelle? And I get it, because then if they put his real name, you know, if they put his just Gazelle, they'd have to be like Gazelle from Fun 107, but you could have given him that attribution too. I just thought it was kind of funny. But at least it shined a bigger spotlight on what's going on. And hopefully the police get to the bottom of what it's all about. I would guess, I would hope anyway, that it's not someone going in there and intentionally smashing graves. But when you see some of the photos of the damage, it doesn't look like, you know, natural erosion of the stones or whatever. 508-996-0500. And really, that is such a major issue at these cemeteries, especially older cemeteries everywhere, not just here in New Bedford. is how, you know, what do you do in that situation? Because someone who is, you know, buried under there, you want to have a proper memorial for them. But what can you do if you don't have a family member's permission to replace the stone? Who's going to pay for it? I mean, sometimes there are historical societies or different organizations that if there's somebody whose grave matters to them, they'll raise the funds to do it. But it's not easy if you're not related to that person. Just as an example, I've been trying to work to get some sort of memorial for Eliza Borden in Fall River on her gravesite, and I've been told that I can't do that. I wanted to put a statue there, a memorial of some kind, and I was told I can't do that because the graves are too close together. So then I had asked about being able to put a memorial bench near it, and I've never heard back on that. So, but we have people who are advocates for postpartum depression care who would pay for that bench. Maybe I'll have to follow up on that. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you?
I'm getting ready to go to for my colonoscopy.
Oh, no. I hope it goes okay. Mine was easy, so hopefully yours is too.
Yeah, but it's a pain in the ass, isn't it?
I didn't feel any pain whatsoever. I felt nothing.
No, I mean, doing the prep is what...
Oh, yeah, the prep was a little rough, yeah.
I'm not done. I got to have a few more drinks of it yet.
I mean, it was kind of bad at first, but then it was fine. I didn't really have any issues after that.
This is the last one I feel like I'm getting, really. So anyway, Which part of the Oak Grove is it?
I'm not sure exactly where.
Because I'd like to know, because I usually walk in the very first part that's closest to Roverson.
Yeah, I can ask Gazelle. He's on the air right now, but I can ask him when he's off the air and find out.
Because it goes across from where it crosses over, you know, there's a street and then there's more.
Mm-hmm.
You know where the city art is?
Yeah. So I don't know where in relation it is to that. I'm looking at the photos. I couldn't even guess based on the photos or on the video.
Well, right across from the original one is more, but I don't go in that one. So I don't know what you mean, because I haven't been in a while because there's coyotes.
Yeah, that's what a lot of the people that were commenting on that story, someone suggested, you know, could this be the coyotes going in there and knocking over stones? I don't think so.
No. I think it's somebody that's messing around or homeless. I don't know. Depending where what part it's in, that's why I'd be curious. If you know, can you say it on the air?
I will, yeah. I'll see if I can catch him during the news break or something.
Okay. I'll be glad when this is over with.
Well, I hope that it goes as smoothly as possible.
My voice is so rough today. All right, thank you.
All right, you have a good one.
You too, bye.
And I've got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. Maybe I'll pop over and see if the light's on in Fun 107 right now. We'll be back in just a few moments. Stick around.
The beans, or Hastings, or this place.
And that is Murray Head, and that's his real name. That's his name. His name is really Murray Head. So, One Night in Bangkok. Now, I did ask Gazelle during the break about where in the Oak Grove Cemetery that happened. He said kind of right in the dead center of the cemetery, no pun intended, but right in the center of the cemetery. He said it's already been cleaned up, but that's where it was. All right. Well, we're going to be going into the newsroom in just a moment. When we come back on the other side of that, we can talk more with you. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Let's turn things over to Mike Roberts. Take it away.
President Trump commenting on the Ruth verdict. A list of top colleges are out and changes coming to baseball next year.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The man accused of trying to assassinate President Trump in Florida has been found guilty. Trump spoke about the verdict yesterday.
I'm very appreciative of the justice that was given and the way it was handled by Pam Bondi and Todd Blanche and everybody that it's been, and their team of people.
A jury found Ryan Ruth attempted to kill Trump while he was playing golf at his Palm Beach golf course while running for re-election last year. Ruth reportedly appeared to try to stab himself in the neck. After the verdict was read in the courtroom, he was found guilty of attempted assassination, assaulting a federal officer, and a felon in possession of a firearm. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said, "Ruth is an evil man that had an evil intention," and he thanked the Justice Department for its work. Ruth is set to be sentenced on December 18th. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser wants the nation's capital to host the Super Bowl in 2031.
The mayor spoke Monday during the annual State of the District Conference hosted by the D.C. Chamber of Commerce. Bowser noted that D.C. will play host to the NFL draft in 2027 and said she firmly believes the district will host the Super Bowl shortly after the new Commanders Stadium opens in 2030. Bowser has strongly supported the team's return to D.C., saying investment in sports and entertainment can help offset an expected economic downturn in the city. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Princeton University taking the top college once again. Jennifer Polsoni reports.
U.S. News and World Report is out with its best colleges rankings, putting Princeton University on top for a second year, followed by MIT, Harvard, Stanford University, and Yale tying for fourth. The University of Chicago, Duke, Johns Hopkins University, Northwestern, and the University of Pennsylvania rounding out the top 10. The schools are ranked on more than a dozen measures, including graduation rates, faculty resources, and research output.
A Missouri woman who tried to put Elvis Presley's Graceland estate up for auction will spend nearly 5 years in federal prison. 54-year-old Lisa Finley pleaded guilty to one count of mail fraud earlier this year and was given a 57-month sentence with 3 years of supervised probation. According to authorities, Finley forged the signatures of Elvis Presley's late daughter, Lisa Marie, and a Florida notary to claim Lisa Marie Presley did not pay back nearly $4 million loan from a purported company that listed Graceland as collateral. As part of the plea deal, prosecutors agreed to dismiss one count of aggravated identity theft that was previously filed against her. Google will offer YouTube accounts that were permanently banned for political speech the ability to be reinstated.
The tech giant detailed its shift in a document provided to the House Judiciary Committee, and it admits it once faced pressure from the Biden administration to remove content about COVID-19. The document states YouTube values conservative voices and says creators have extensive reach and play an important role in civic discourse. The new policy from Google could affect figures like FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino and War Room podcast host Steve Bannon, both of whom were permanently banned in recent years. I'm Jim Roop.
NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab says that there are 5 meteors that could be cruising by Earth this week, but scientists say there's nothing to worry about.
The meteors that are at least the size of a bus will stay far away from Earth. But if one did come close, say land on your property, is it yours? According to U.S. law, it is. But you might be in for a fight because some meteors, say from the moon or Mars, can be worth millions. And meteorite hunters tend to take a finder's keeper position. But truth be told, your odds are better at winning the lottery than having a meteor crash into your home. I'm Bree Tennis.
Major League Baseball announced yesterday that the Automatic Balls and Strikes System, or ABS, will be implemented for the 2026 season. Each team will be given 2 challenges each game, but will keep them if they're successful. Challenges can only be initiated by a pitcher, catcher, or batter. The ABS system has been used in the minor leagues for a few years and was implemented during Major League spring training games this year.
WBSM Sports.
It was the Red Sox over the Blue Jays 4-1 last night in Toronto. Both teams back at it tonight at 7:07.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
A gray day today. A few wet days ahead. Clouds and showers throughout the day, 67. Staying humid tonight, 61. More rain for tomorrow, 70. Friday starts out with showers and then drying out by the afternoon. Remaining cloudy, 76. Partial sun returns for Saturday, 73. Some sun on Sunday, 74. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Sleep, that's all right. Just call me, 508-996-0500. I don't care if you're asleep when you call in. I was listening to a radio show, maybe about, like, I think it was when we were still home during the pandemic, when we were still in lockdown. And I was listening to this person that called in, and I said, that person must have sleep called. They're not making any sense, but they're not agitated, like they're pretty relaxed, and they're just saying a bunch of words that don't make sense together. And I was like, I wonder, because it's overnight, if it isn't just a show, like if it isn't just a performance, you know, an actor calling in, or you know, like a plant call or something. But I've actually done radio shows where I was falling asleep on the air. When I first started doing the Midnight in the Desert show, doing 4 hours from midnight to 4 a.m., or was it one? I think it might have been 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. I forget what the hours were when I started doing it. Because it was being carried live in Pahrump, Nevada, and then syndicated around. So I'm just doing it at, you know, whatever midnight is Pahrump time. So, well, no, they didn't start it then, but I think it was midnight to four. And when I first started doing it, at the time I was still married and my son was young. So rather than make noise at home, I would come in here and I would do it in my office. And then I would be like, well, I might as well just sleep here now, because I got to be here in a few hours. But I was definitely falling asleep on the air quite a few times. So I'm glad that if you're talking in your sleep now to this show, you're probably a little bit closer to waking up. So it might make a little bit more sense. Unlike me most of the time. 508-996-0500. I am a person that does talk in my sleep, apparently. It doesn't matter anymore because there's nobody there to be bothered by it. But apparently it's, you know, my parents told me when I was younger, oh, yeah, you talk in your sleep all the time. It doesn't make any sense, but you're having full-out conversations with yourself. And then when I was married, well, actually, before we were married and we just lived together, she was like, you know that you talk in your sleep? I was like, yeah, I've heard that. Let me know if it makes any sense. Let me know if it's anything I need to know. Some people, I mean, I'd rather be a sleep talker than someone who acts out their dreams. You know, your body is supposed to paralyze itself while you're sleeping so that you don't act out your dreams. But I had one night where I felt like I was, you know, I when I woke up, I was like, I must have destroyed the house, because in this dream, I was running around going crazy and everything. And then I woke up and I was like, just totally locked. Like, well, thank God for sleep paralysis, because if I had acted that out, this place would be destroyed. Anyway, 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails, both available on the WBSM app. The rain is coming down now. I'm looking at it out the window. So we're going to be dealing with that throughout the course of the morning and into the afternoon. And actually, I just saw Christina Schallhoop on ABC6 pointing out that we're probably going to get about 2 inches of rain between now and Friday. So that's good. We've had drought conditions. We could use it. And again, you know, it's better to have rained and to be dry, especially at a time of the year when people are going to be setting, building campfires in their backyard. So we want to make sure that we're not in a severe drought and risking more fires. It's also the time of year when kids are back at school. And Tremblay Bus Company is looking for more bus drivers, van drivers, monitors, bus mechanics. And if you are interested in any of those jobs, and they'd be a great fit for a lot of people. People who need a second income, people who are stay-at-home parents and need to work around their kids' schedules, people who are retirees and are just looking for a few hours a week. It can be whatever you want to make of it. And to find out more, you just have to go to Tremblay Bus Company's website, tbcbus.com. tbcbus.com. And then you can find out about all the different positions that they offer and what's needed to apply for them. You can do it online. You can do it in person at their office. And it doesn't matter if you have a CDL, because they can train you for one. So then not only would you be earning great pay helping local students, but you will have picked up a whole new life skill. So find out more again, tbcbus.com. tbcbus.com. Going to get a break in here. We will be back in a few moments.
It's tough.
Wow, I haven't heard that song in a long time, and it all just came flooding back into my head. That is the B-52s, and we are giving away tickets to see them and Devo coming up on October 2nd at Xfinity Center in Mansfield. It's brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy, and where they're also having their big tasting event, their fall favorites tasting, this coming Friday from 4 to 6, and I'm going to be hanging out over there. I know I was talking with Stephanie. She's going to be there. Stephanie Burke's going to be there on behalf of Plymouth Bay Winery. We're also going to have Dark Arts there. So many others. Tom from Heavenly Spirits always brings some good stuff. Plus, everybody else that'll be there too. It's going to be a great time. Come out and try some stuff. And not only are we giving away tickets all week for you to win tickets to the B-52s and Devo, but Stevie's is also going to be raffling off a pair as well. So you can stop in there and try to win a pair. But that concert is on Thursday, October 2nd at Xfinity Center, and it's going to be a great time. I'm going to be skipping bowling that week to go. I'll have to pre-bowl. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Horrible story that we shared with you yesterday on the website and on the app about the Fairhaven father. I didn't even want to discuss it on the air. As I was writing the story, I said, I don't even want to finish writing this. I was so disgusted, but I've got to be objective about it when I'm putting out the story. But a Fairhaven man sentenced to 26 years in prison for essentially this person. you know, use that term loosely. And by the way, this isn't one of those cases where we have to say allegedly, because he's already been sentenced and he had pleaded guilty. So this is Shane Medeiros, 38 years old, from Fairhaven, previously lived in New Bedford. Sentenced to 26 years in state prison, followed by 10 years of supervised probation after he pled guilty to aggravated rape of a child by age difference, assault with intent to rape a child, indecent assault and battery on a child under 14, unnatural acts on a child, dissemination of matter harmful to minors, indecent assault and battery on a person over 14, and providing alcohol or marijuana to a child. So according to the DA's office, this guy was not only married, also had another woman that lived with him as a romantic partner. So a throuple, to use the colloquial expression. It turns out that some friends of his daughter, his underage daughter, they were 13 and 14 years old, had come over to his house to hang out with the daughter, and Medeiros gave them alcohol and marijuana and touched them indecently. He then showed them nude photos of his wife and asked them to engage in sex acts with each other, while he and his wife also did the same in the same room. And his wife was there as he was doing all this and suggesting all this. The girls ended up leaving and they reported it to the police. And then the police searched his home, found the materials like what these girls had mentioned. And so then an investigation was launched, and then one of his daughters came forward and said she had been sexually assaulted by him numerous times between the ages of 11 and 13. It included indecent touching and rapes, some of which during his wife was present and had participated. And then on top of that, two other victims came forward. One had worked for them as a babysitter. She was given alcohol and marijuana and indecently touched by Medeiros and his wife, and then raped by Medeiros. And then a 16-year-old girl said he would send an Uber to bring her to his home, where he would give her marijuana and then engaged in sex acts with her. And due to her age, because she was 16, he was only charged with providing marijuana to a minor in her case. His wife, Leslie Medeiros, agreed to testify on behalf of the Commonwealth on the charges against her husband, and she pled guilty to her role. She'll be sentenced in Fall River Superior Court on November 5th. But just a disgusting story, and I was seeing comments on the story where we had posted it, where, you know, people knew this guy. And apparently this, from what they're saying, if it's true, this could be so much worse than just what the investigation learned, because, you know, that's just who came forward. Just absolutely horrendous, disgusting story. And sometimes I say, you know, I don't even want to put this out there. But people need to know. 508-996-0500. Let me get my final break in for this hour. We'll be back in a few moments. Welcome back in. Just a programming note for you today. Chris McCarthy is out sick, so Ken Pittman's going to be filling in from a little bit later on. So we will have that for you coming up at 9 a.m. Plus, your Money Talks cash code start at 8 a.m. And don't forget, next Monday, we're going to be broadcasting live, both Chris and I, from the New Bedford Regional Airport, because Monday is the launch of Cape Air's new service from New Bedford to Boston and from Boston to New Bedford. It's the easiest way to get to Logan now, because you can do your TSA screening right in New Bedford with their state-of-the-art equipment, and you're only going to be waiting in line with like 7 or 8 other people, as opposed to who knows how many when you get to Logan. So you get to go through this brand new machine. You get a beautiful plane that takes you over to Logan Airport, where every seat is a window seat. So you get to, and they fly lower So you get to see all of the sights as you're going to Boston. It's only 15 minutes in the air from New Bedford to Boston. You know, you might have to fly around a little bit waiting for your chance to land in at Logan, but it's the new convenient way. Why pay 50, 60 bucks a day to park in Boston when you can pay 10 bucks a day to park in New Bedford? It's going to save you money. It's going to save you time. You're going to feel like you're flying on a private airline. You're going to feel like a big shot when you arrive at Logan. So give it a try. Just book now on capeair.com. They're going to have special introductory rates of $79 each way. And I will be there again Monday morning, broadcasting live, and Chris after me. And I'll be on that first flight. Going to take that first flight from New Bedford to Boston and then that first flight from Boston to New Bedford to let you know all about what it was like. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to just getting to broadcast from the airport. We're going to be in a really cool spot right at an airline counter. So you can come on by and you can hang out with us. And then if you want to see that first plane depart, you can go on up to the observation tower and watch as it takes off at 8:15. So a fun day coming up Monday at the airport and a big day for